Thanks. Thanks, Darrell. So welcome, everyone. Thanks for making the effort to come here. We really do appreciate it. We hope it's a productive week for you. You get the support you need while you're here. You get the information you need. I've been doing or being responsible for our documentation of our interoperability protocols and various other formats, really for just over 7 years now. I think it was April 7 years ago. I really feel we made phenomenal progress in that period. You'll see we have an excellent rhythm where the protocol documentation is now deeply integrated with our engineering processes, which it wasn't 7, 8 years ago. And you'll see what's available. We published some stuff last week, and as you get the builds later this week. So these kind of events are an integral part because we can meet you know, one-on-one with you in a much more intimate forum than just publishing information for you to download. So you can interact with our engineers and developers. So this week, during the build conference, Windows Server 2012 R2, the preview release, and Windows 8.1 preview release will be made available. I can't remember the exact times. It's something weird like 3 a.m. tomorrow morning or 11 p.m. tonight. But the what's called TechEd Europe is happening in Madrid, and it's synchronized with a keynote there, at least the 2012 R2 release. So you'll be able to download the bits then. Last week, was it, or the week before, we published all of the new and updated protocols that are in the 2012 R2 release. They're available. There's a link there, but I'm sure most of you know where those are. Fairly significant number of new protocols and updates to protocols in all sorts of areas, from Bluetooth matching to changes in directory. A couple of areas that I wanted to kind of talk about. There's a focus in this release on bring your own device, where we've introduced some new concepts, slightly different from domain registration. So there's changes to the Active Directory Federation services to support this. And also, what do we call it? The Enterprise Client Sync, where we made changes to the sync protocol to the file servers. And that shows up in our Enterprise Client Sync. And Hyper-V data storage protocol, some work there. But I think there's probably, Jim, maybe correct me, 25 new protocols? 20? In that range, and updates to mid-30s, something like that. And the rest are unchanged. So we're excited to get kind of feedback on those. And of course, as we get to the final release, we'll have updated the documents based on any feedback, testing that we'll do, testing you'll do, and any changes. The updates are particularly changes in SMB3 and what we call SMB Direct or RDMA support. I think one of the things we're seeing is the industry moving to file-based storage more than block-based storage, and particularly as we're now able as an industry to deliver the performance that people want equivalent to block-based storage with remote offload through the NICs. So quite a number of exciting things and areas I think that people are interested in here, the identity area, directory, and storage. These events, as I said, are really important to us and hopefully valuable to you. We believe they're valuable. We've held 27 of these events over the last 5 years, five or six a year. Over 1,200 participants, 160 companies. And we see a wide participation from a number of industries, both hardware, software, telecoms, people from standards bodies. We've tried to hold them throughout the world so that people don't necessarily have to travel here. We had some recent ones in Asia, for example. So we'll look forward to your feedback during the week and at the end of the week on how we're doing with these. I think the results, we're excited that we see interoperability between products, people building other compatible implementations. File sharing, I think it was interesting last week or the week before at the Apple conference when they talked about switching to SMB from the AFP, APF, Apple File Protocol. That was pretty stunning. It went out fairly quietly, but it was very interesting. Don't have anyone here from Apple, but if you are, we're delighted. Hopefully we can make sure it works well between the two companies. Thank you. Remote desktop is attractive, and we see a number of implementations of that. I think it's a well-understood protocol. And areas of identity and authentication, and interoperability between SharePoint and Exchange. We know the clock's just rebooted. It was kind of caught my eye. The clock went to dash, dash, dash. Back to that. It's now goes to 4/8. sorry, I was distracted by the clock rebooting. Back to the time. In addition to documenting the protocols, one of the things that's important for us is to also build tools that help people create protocols, debug them, analyze what's going on. So we've really had a pretty significant investment in the Microsoft Message Analyzer that's available as a download. It's really a successor to the network monitoring. Not only can you analyze protocols, but other message and events, things that you put to the log. It's very interesting how you can integrate multiple layers of the stack and dig in. Hopefully you'll spend a bunch of time on that. But we have a lot of people working on that, and it's a very interesting tool as we bring together all the different things that are going on and interactions between components in the system. Here's some of the highlights. As I said, it does network packets, but also can integrate events or user data where you can have your own handlers for it. It can handle different layers on the stack from deep in the kernel. It's possible to start a high-level protocol and then dig into the layers of the protocol, tag the packets. You can do lots of pivots or correlation between the data. So I think it's a very powerful tool. Have people had hands-on use of it? Not much. I really encourage you to kind of look at this. I know our teams now deeply use it. We made a bunch of enhancements for even the Azure team who are looking at it as a way of parsing the events that are going on in the system. So it's also designed for large scale and large performance as well. One of the areas where we are now more actively outwardly participating is integrating with Linux and Unix. We're pretty excited about what we did over the last couple of years here. I think we got off to a little bit rocky start trying to figure out as Microsoft how to work with the Linux community. We have some really excellent developers now. The enhancements we made in the Linux kernel to support the different distributions running on Hyper-V. We've had excellent feedback. We put in virtually all of the features that are all supported in Windows. The enlightened agents for drivers and other aspects of the guest. There was a very poor experience previously on when the mouse moved. It was called the kind of two mouse phenomenon. The things wouldn't track. All of that's cleaned up in the graphics. So what we do there is we integrate right in kernel.org so that the code flows to all of the distributions. Our earlier attempts were more trying to work with the different distributions, whereas this way it's available for everyone. Also with System Center, we have management agents for all of the major Linux distributions and Solaris, HPUX, NAIX. A lot of people don't realize how broadly used this. About a quarter, 25% or so of all of our System Center Operations Manager customers also manage Linux. And we have numbers of customers who manage over 1,000 Linux servers with this. So we feel very good about our contribution here to the community. Our goal is to be able to support Linux as a first-class citizen in our virtualization. We have other programs to work with the virtualization vendors, so our operating system works on them. But this is very much a direct contribution to the Linux world. So just a little bit about the future and how we will see this evolve. We're going to continue doing these events, somewhere between 5 or 7 of these per year that we plan to do. We also put energy into other organizations. SNEO, SWSOM, around is heavily involved in the SNEO org, and Kerberos.org is another one we contribute to ensuring that there's good interoperability. I talked about the tools, the message analyzer. We also have a substantial team. A number of the people are here this week as well, who take our protocol documents and test against them so that we can validate somewhat independently that the documentation matches the implementation that our engineers do. And other support for the open specifications. So, you know, one message I want to leave with you, that we're committed to continuing to document all these protocols in a timely way. It would always be ideal to get these things earlier, but we basically, as the code for the current milestone, our preview milestone, was just finishing in the last couple of weeks. We finished the documents at the same time. And again, we'll have them, I think, roughly 2 weeks before our final release. We make them available as things stabilize. But we don't expect a lot of change between now and the fall when you see the final release. So the next 3 days, we've got people here from, this work gets done across Windows. WSSC stands for Windows Server and System Center, the team that I'm responsible for the development of. People from SharePoint, SQL Server, and Exchange. So you'll get presentations, we have labs with demonstrations. I'm sure that people have one-on-one time as well so that you can engage. And, you know, my experience of all of these things, it's the personal connections you make and the personal relationships that you make at things like this that really make them useful for you in the long term. You've got a name that you can contact somebody. You know, it's the real people. It's not some marketing team we're sending along to talk to you. These are the engineers and the program managers who worked on these protocols. It's probably useful for people to, we have a vast number of documents now, hundreds of documents, and just finding the roadmap through the documents, the ones that are related to each other, and really how to kind of, if you're new to this, there's a relatively consistent structure between documents so you can move from one to the other. So let me kind of summarize. Again, thanks for coming. I know it takes a lot of time and effort to come here. Our goal is to make it worthwhile for you. Both make sure we've got high quality documentation, but also that these kind of interoperability labs where you can be hands-on. I think you're going to learn much more than just reading some document. When I've attended some of these before, once we're into the day two and day three, people are very hands-on, debugging things, sharing information. So that's a great opportunity. So I'm happy to take any questions before I hand back to Daryl. Any questions? There will be. There will be questions. Mine is very high level. But, you sure?
Questions? Well, Bill, as you mentioned, the specifications for the Windows open specifications have been posted for our preview of Windows 8.1 and Server 2012 R2. I did send you a link to all of you, our Windows invitees.
I'm going to prove it works. There we go.
Yes.
Clicked on the link.
So the link is there. They are available for download and reference. Please do refer to those. We'll be talking in more detail about those specifications this week, some of the key scenarios that Bill mentioned, and digging into, of course, the SMB3 protocol family and others. So thank you for all of your interest in those documents. And we will have the actual builds for the preview here this week.
These are the ones we didn't change and we placed them up.
In case you wanted to know.
This section here are ones that have updates, and these are the new ones from here to here. So.
And we realize that the vast majority of you are interested in a specific group of protocols as far as your top interest. Again, welcome to the event.
One question over here.
Yes?
Brett?
Just wondering when you're expecting R2 to actually be released.
When we're finished. The fall sometime, probably. It'll be certainly before the end of the year. The phrase is complicated because we release to manufacturing, which goes to OEMs, and then there's general. So the window is... No, it'll be definitely before the end of this year. And our goal is to have the docs out in August, I think, is Jim. Beginning of August. So. Yeah.
Other questions? Again, my name is Daryl Welch, and I represent Windows Server Interoperability, all of your partner events, support. Michael Bowman from the MOD side office. So any of your Exchange and SharePoint areas, that you'll be receiving communications from him. We'll talk more about the details of the agenda as we break into multiple tracks tomorrow. But please do let us know if you don't have what you need this week. As I said, we will be testing the preview. And for Windows 8 and Server 2012 R2, we do want to get your feedback now. The window of opportunity is very short. This is a new methodology of a much more rapid, nimble development cycle.
Maybe I should say a little. I mean, this is we went for effectively a 1 year cadence relative to our typically 2 to 3 year cycles that we were doing. I think we surprised ourselves and pleased ourselves. We did a lot more than I was worried that we'd be able to do in that period. I think we got more than a third of what we typically do over a 3 year period. So you'll see fair amount of new features in the release. So there was somebody. Yeah, over there.
Do we have the new list of protocols somewhere?
The list of protocols?
The list of new protocols.
New protocols.
This is it, here.
Yeah. That was in our preview specs link that I sent to you.
So I went from, I don't know, Darryl, I just clicked on this link
here.
Yes. And This table here is all of the new ones, and then this table's the updated one.
And then there's the, yeah. So there's a new and updated list. So, and again, if you don't have that link, please let me know.
I know this is a stretch, but yeah, you guys know me. What kind of input do you expect, especially with this increased rapidity in your cadence here, do you expect to solicit or receive from vendors like us?
I mean, we're always open to input. I mean, this, you know, anytime, but events like this, we can get detailed.
Okay. But not until you've presented something, put something together. Do you, you know, a lot of standards organizations, which take forever to get a standard out, will do the process kind of in the other direction.
So we do a period, which we're just starting, which is kind of soliciting broad input. We kind of describe as a funnel where we have what we often call voice of the customer, voice of technology, voice of the business, where all the different inputs coming to us. And we're happy to take input. But this is a good period for the next release. Input now will help us fix what we've, our errors of omission or commission that we've made in the release we're currently building. But yeah, this is a good time to give feedback.
So,
okay.
And just to reiterate, all of those, the preview VMs are available in the lab, but it's also along with a whole series of environments. And we fully realize that this week is very busy for you. However, if you have time, for those of you who brought your implementations, again, we're really excited about Apple's SMB2 implementation and so many others, Samba, SMB3, others. The SMB3 family is a very highly interesting set of protocols to folks. So we're testing with you, and we have test suites available. Michael will also be talking about tomorrow more detail about the set of SharePoint and Exchange protocol test suites. So all these virtual environments, suffice it to say, are available to you in the lab along with the preview for testing. So please do get us your feedback. If you don't have any other questions, I did want to make one other comment, which is Bill had introduced our events, which take place here, of course, in Redmond. We have the industry location events. And SW, did you want to just mention briefly, put in a plug for our SNEA SDC?
We never miss an opportunity to plug SNEA and Storage Developer Conference. Storage Developer, I'm on the board of directors of the Storage Networking Industry Association. I represent Microsoft there. There in September every year in Santa Clara, there's an event called Storage Developer Conference. It's just what it says in the tin. It's by developers for developers. We actively discourage anybody with sales or marketing in their title. And unless they are engineers working for a component company, somebody like that, some of the testing people, Codenomicon, SwiftTest. There you go. I said both of you. For those of you who haven't been, you probably should consider it if you're in storage. All the presentations from past events are out there and available. Co-located with that event is the SNEA SMB2, SMB3 PlugFest. That's about 80 to 100 developers from five continents, with about 40 implementations last time from about 20 to 25 companies and open source projects, including Samba team. Some of our friends from Samba are here. So if you want to know more about that, come find me, come find Daryl. The agenda will be announced probably later this week. And as usual, there'll be lots of SMB3 content on that. Thanks.
Thank you, SW.
In the interest of being open and fair, we should put a plug in for with Chris for the Samba conference, which was about 3 weeks ago in Germany. Or
Matthew's here too.
Matthew. So there's other.
Yeah, every year we hold a conference in Germany, the Samba Experience, which is abbreviated XP, yes. And that was last May.
We're retiring XP this year.
So. And yeah, there you go. We're not. we still support. And Microsoft always sends a contingent to present to us, you know, a sense of where things are going and what work we have ahead of us. And that generates very lively and beneficial conversation for all. So, thanks.
And we will also attend the Kerberos.org event this fall. Well, thank you again. We'll continue with the presentations with our message analyzer presentation in a few minutes. Let's take a 10-minute break, and we'll come back. Thank you very much, Bill, for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.